Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, giving you a live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, and the devotees are silently lined up to have a close glimpse of our Lord, it's now time for us to get back to the studios to continue with the first segment of the evening session of this Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of this newly started program, Veda Jignyasa. As usual, and as per the request of our listeners, we shall start the class with the Ganapati Pradhana Mantram. Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Vissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. At the outset, we shall all collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. And dear listeners, it's a collective effort of all of us to learn, to delve deep into the meanings and the inner significance of the Veda mantras, the Vedic chants that we regularly recite in front of our dear Lord. In the process, from the episode 1, we have been trying to understand the nuances of Vedic chanting, how to chant the Vedas, how not to chant the Vedas. And then, over the episodes, we tried to understand the first mantram that we all collectively chant, that is the Ganapati Advarsesham. Or any activity in our day-to-day life, any worship we do to any deity, we start with Lord Ganesha. So too, in our endeavor to understand these Vedic mantras, we had begun to try to understand the inner significance of Ganapati Atharvashirsham. So today, we shall continue from where we had left. In the previous class, so before we go into the class as such, today we shall try to tell you that one of our listeners, who is a regular listener of our Vedam tutor class in the Asia stream, had given the correct answer to the question that was asked in the episode, and she is Sister Lata Swaminathan from New Jersey. The question that was asked was the Namah Shivaya, the Panchakshari mantram that we chant in the Rudram, comes as a part of which Anuvaka? And she had given the right answer and had mailed to us, the right answer being the 8th Anuvaka, wherein the paragraph starts, Namah Somaya cha Rudraya cha Namah Tamraya cha Runaya cha Namah Shingaya cha Pashupataye cha, wherein you get the Panchakshari mantram Namah Shivaya. It's a beautiful thing to know that whenever we had got an opportunity to observe when Swami was conducting the Atirudra Mahayajnam during 2006, whenever the 8th Anuvaka was being chanted by all the Rutviks seated there in front of Swami, they used to ring a bell, and invariably immediately after the ringing of the bell, Namasomaya Charudraya used to start. And in the process, all used to be very alert of what is being done now. So that time, we used to listen to Namashivaya, the Panchakshari Mantram. So it was a very inquisitive idea for all of us to understand why at all this bell was being rung. Then we understood that the Panchakshari Mantram, which is the most potent mantram and which is the fulcrum of the entire Namakam, all the devotees who are offering their obeisance to the Lord should be awake and alert to realize that that particular Panchakshari Mantram is being chanted, and full concentration should be given and offered while chanting that mantram. So that is the reason why the bell is being rung by the Ritviks when this 8th Anuvaka is being chanted. So now we'll come back to the class, and thank you, Sister Lata Swaminathan, for writing to us and giving us the right answer. So now we'll go back to the Ganapati Adharvasirsham. In the previous class, we had concluded that Ganesha, this world has been created by you, nourished by you, and again it goes back into you again and again. This is the cycle, and this world is attracted to you and which is wanting to come near you. You are the fundamental elements of the earth, water, fire, air and ether. You are the four levels of speech or four levels of communication. Now we'll go into the next lines and we shall try to understand the inner significance, and then what is the day-to-day implication that we need to understand from this mantram. Tvam gunatraya titaha, tvam avasthatraya titaha, tvam dehatraya titaha, tvam kalatraya titaha, tvam mooladharastitosi nityam, tvam shaktitrayatmakaha, tvam yogino dhyayanti nityam, tvam brahma, tvam vishnus, tvam rudras, tvam indras, tvam agnis, tvam vayus, tvam suryas, tvam chandramas, tvam brahma bhurbhuvasuvarom. The first one, tvam gunatraya titaha. There are four things that are being mentioned here for which Lord Ganesha is atita, or he goes beyond. First one, it is being told, tvam gunatraya titaha, tvam avasthatraya titaha, tvam dehatraya titaha, tvam kalatraya titaha. Atita is something which is beyond. The first one is gunatraya titaha. Gunas, as Swami beautifully tells, gunas are nothing but qualities or attributes. In our life, for a given personality or for a given person, there are certain attributes. There are certain gunas. There are three gunas. One is the sattva gunam, the rajo gunam, and the tamo gunam. All these three, when you worship Lord Ganesha, you are worshipping the one which is beyond all three gunas. So when there is a beautiful analogy of the fan, there are three wings for a fan. Every person is a mixture of the sattva gunam, the rajo gunam, and the tamo gunam. So when you talk of Lord Ganesha, he is beyond all these three. And he is not controlled by these three gunas. We shall take the example of Lord Hanuman. When Lord Hanuman was doing Ramakarya, there was a beautiful story. When Lord Hanuman jumps across the ocean to find Mother Sita on the Ramakarya, he comes across three main obstacles. Those obstacles were compared to the Sattvagunam, Rajogunam and Tamogunam. When you talk of the obstacles that were faced by Lord Hanuman, Mainaka, Surasa and Simhika were the three things that were asked to cause hindrance to Lord Hanuman. But Hanuman refuses to take refuge in all these three, and he goes beyond these three. For example, Mainaka, the mountain which wants to offer its gratitude to Lord Vayudeva and offer services to Lord Hanuman and tells him, please do take some rest as you are going on a long journey. Hanuman refuses to take rest on the Mainaka Parvata, and he tells, my Lord's work is most important than me taking rest. Saying so, he goes and goes beyond Mainaka Parvata. And then comes the Demoness Surasa. Demoness Surasa is such a large demon that it opens its mouth. And then Lord Hanuman goes into the stomach of Surasa, tears it open, comes out, and then crosses this barrier of Rajoguna. The third one being Simhika, one more demoness, whose shadow keeps following. Hanuman goes beyond Simhika also, and then he overcomes these three obstacles, which are in parallel with Sattvagunam, Rajogunam and Tamogunam. Having crossed all these three, Lord Hanuman goes to Lanka, finds Mother Sita and gets back to Lord Rama. So, what can be learnt through this Gunatrayatitaha? When you try to go beyond your three gunas, then you will be able to achieve higher goal. You will be able to achieve God. The next quality, Tam avasthatrayatitaha. What is avastha? Avastha is nothing but states of body consciousness. Traya, there are three states of body consciousness. The awakening state, the dream state, or the deep sleep state. You call them Jagrata, Swapna and Sushupta or Nidra. Lord Ganesha is beyond all these three. And when you attribute this to each and every individual, Swami beautifully tells that you are not one but three. The first one, the one who think you are, that is the body. The one others think you are, the mind. And the one who really you are, that is the soul or the Atma. But Lord Ganesha is beyond all these three avastas or states of body consciousness. Then the consciousness or awareness, the fourth state or the supreme consciousness or awareness state is called the Turiya. This is the state where one actually experiences the oneness with the divine or Aham Brahmasmi. So you need to go beyond these three avastas, that is the Jagrata, Swapna and Sushupti, to achieve the divine. Tvam Dehatraya Titaha. As we can clearly know, Deha, that Daha iti Dehaha, that which can be burnt, is the body. Traya, three forms of, that is the gross body or the physical body, the mental body or the causal body. So the one who goes beyond these three bodies is none other than Lord Ganesha. The gross body, as we can touch and feel, this body is going to perish some or the other day. The mental body is the one which wears new clothes every time upon rebirth. This mental body does not die. It is also called the Linga Deha. The causal body or the Karana Sharira is but a vibration. In it is embedded the original thought of God, that is the thought of creation. This is the last stage of awareness for any sadhaka. Once this is overcome, the state of no mind or amanaska is reached. This is the Turiya state as described above. Tvam kalatraya titaha. Ganesha is the one who goes beyond the three times or three states of time. That is the past, present and the future. Vartamana, that is the present. As Swami beautifully tells, present is nothing but omnipresent, and that is the greatest gift that God has given to you. The Bhuta or the past, the Bhavishyat Kala, that is future. Lord Ganesha is beyond time, which is not controlled. In fact, here it is a reverse. God controls time. He is the one who is the master of time. He is the creator of time and he is the creator of space or the universe. As we were all discussing in the previous class, that everything is created by him, everything is sustained by him, and everything finally merges back into him. And then, Tvam Mooladharastitosi Nityam. In the human body, we have the Shat Chakras, the Mooladhara, the Swadhisthana, the Manipuraka, the Anahata, Vishuddha, Ajna and Sahasrara. So then, Lord Ganesha is the master of the Mooladhara Chakra. In the description of Lord Ganesha when we were discussing, the beautiful thought came up that how come the head of Ganesha is so big and how come it is being sustained by a human body which is so fragile and which is so small. This explains the entire structure of Lord Ganesha, because the Mooladhara Chakra is the base chakra where the Lord Ganesha resides, and that gives the entire power to hold the head of Lord Ganesha on that small cute body. Here the Mooladhara is the base chakra in the human body. So according to the texts on chakras, Lord Ganesha is officially declared as the Lord of the Mooladhara Chakra. So then we go to the next aspect. When the Mooladhara Chakra is being controlled by Lord Ganesha, you get these qualities of concentration, the concentration of mind. When you have to do a certain activity, your mind should be focused. Lord Ganesha, having controlled the Mooladhara Chakram, controls all your senses, and then he has the capability of making you do things in a positive way. And then we go to Tvam Shaktitrayatmakaha. Tvam, you, Shaktitraya, the three Shaktis or powers, Atmakaha or possessing or controlling. Now all of us will be very eager to ask this question as to what these three powers are. The three powers are the Ichha Shakti, or the power to think, cognize. Kriya Shakti, the power to put into practice or put into action what you think. And the third, Jnana Shakti, the power of discrimination or the power of knowledge. Swami beautifully tells that human being is the only being who has this power of discrimination. Lord Ganesha has the power to control all these three aspects of an individual. When you get it's always said that Lord Ganesha is Vignaharta on one side. It is also said that Lord Ganesha is creator of obstacles. So when the Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Jnana Shakti, when we are thinking of all these three, when you have good thoughts, Lord Ganesha ensures that that Ichha or the wish that you have in your heart, which is pure and sacred and positive, that has no hurdles. Whereas when your thought is bad, when your thought goes astray from what is dharmic and what is right, then he has the power, he has the capacity, and he has the strength to create an obstacle so that you do not think what is wrong. In the second aspect, Kriya Shakti, Lord Ganesha also has the power to control all your actions. Those actions which are righteous, those actions which are good, those actions which are loving, Lord Ganesha ensures that there is no hurdle for you when you are doing those kinds of actions. For example, if you want to serve someone, if you want to help someone, if you are facing obstacles in terms of resources, pray to Lord Ganesha and he will ensure that those obstacles are removed and your wish would be fulfilled and your action would be put into action. The third one, Jnana Shakti. As Swami beautifully tells, Jantunam Narajarma Durlabham. Human life is the rarest of all and it is the ultimate of all. It is only when you take the form of a human that you will be able to achieve divinity. In all the 84 lakhs of species, the fundamental power that is being given or blessed with is the power of discrimination of a human being. What is it that is given to us in the Ichha Shakti and the Kriya Shakti? The discrimination power, that is to select what you are doing is good or bad, that is the Jnana Shakti. Lord Ganesha gives us the power of that Jnana Shakti and he is in control of those three Shaktis, the Ichha, Kriya and the Jnana Shakti. Tvam yogino dhyayanti nityam. Having control over your thoughts, having placed Lord Ganesha in your Mooladhara Chakra, trying to go beyond the three states and having conquered the three qualities of Rajas, Tamas and Sattva, Raja and Tamo Gunas. Tvam yogino dhyayanti nityam. All of us, all the yogis, all the individuals concentrate and meditate upon that Lord Ganesha. Tvam brahma, tvam vishnustvam, rudrastvam, indrastvam, agnistvam, vayustvam, suryastvam, chandramastvam, brahma bhurbhuvasuvarom. So now, Lord Ganesha, you are the creator Brahma, the protector Vishnu, and the destroyer Rudra. You are the deity Indra, or the element of fire, the element of air, Vayu, the sun god, and the moon, and the three planes of existence, Bhuloka, Bhuvaraloka, and Suvaraloka. With this, and you are nothing but Omkaram, which is the basis, which is the essence of the entire creation. So with this, we come to an end to this week's Veda Jignyasa. In the coming class, we shall delve more deeper into this subject. We shall request once again to all the listeners that please do write in your feedback, please do write in your ideas, and share your knowledge with all of us so that we can collectively go a step forward in this Veda Jignyasa program. Please do write in your feedback to listener@radiosai.org or send in your feedback as WhatsApp to 9393258258. We shall conclude with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
Yadaksharapadabhrashtam matrahinantu yadbhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayani namostute visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasvasayishvara aparadhasahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya dasoyamiti mamatva kshamasvasayishvara anyadhasharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha saishvara harihi om tat sat sri saishvara arpanamastu.
Please do stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia stream. Coming forward is Brother Bishu with the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. Sai Ram and happy listening.